It's Mitch Price with the Olds RCMP, organizer of the Battle with the Broncos.
So the Battle of the Broncos is coming up again this year. Mitch, how did it go last year, and what are we looking forward to this time around?
We had a tremendous success last year, raised close to $4,000 for the emergency shelter in town. With its construction kind of coming to an end and it being built now, we've changed our direction, and we're working with the Christmas Angels this year to help them out. I know times have been tough for a lot of families, so we figured that was a great organization to work with the holidays coming up.
You bet. So when and where will this year's game take place?
So Saturday, December 7th, the game will start at 7:15. It's going to immediately follow the Santa Claus parade. So we're hoping that there's lots of people in the downtown core that get to see Santa fly by, and then they pop over and see us at the rink.
Excellent. So who are the combatants, and what is at stake this year?
So Battle with the Broncos, a little bit different than last year. Last year we had a first responders team that went up against the College Broncos women's hockey team, and it was fantastic, but nothing seems to beat a police versus fire rivalry. So we've changed our tune this year. We've separated the police and the fire entities, and the College Broncos are just going to separate themselves and choose a side, and they'll round out our roster. So it'll be police versus fire this year.
Excellent. And again, yeah, you mentioned there was great attendance last year. When people come down to the rink for this year's event, what do they need to bring with them?
So we are doing entry by cash donation or a small toy. Everything's going to the Christmas Angels, and at the end of the day, they're going to be putting together packages for young boys and girls at Christmas time. So if it's a small toy that you're willing to spare, or you have a cash donation, that's fantastic. They can utilize that as well. But there's no expectation. It's what you can afford and what you can put forth to support the cause.
Excellent. Anything else that you wanted to add before we let you go?
There'll be a couple of big raffle items, just like there was last year at the event when you come in the door. Really excited this year. We've actually partnered with Olds Minor Hockey. The U13 female teams are running a tournament that weekend, which coincides with our event. So they will also have raffle tables live. There'll be lots happening at the rink. And the tournament's going to put on a skills competition as part of an integration with our game. So there's going to be a lot happening at the rink. It's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully get out as many people as possible.
Excellent. So again, it's coming up December 7th, and we look forward to seeing who comes out on top this year. Thanks so much for doing that, Mitch.
Hey, thank you very much.